Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 15, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah here continues to talk about clothing. We saw in the previous Mishnah some of the halachas about a woman tying some of her garments. So the Mishnah talks about garments in this Mishnah as well. Says the Mishnah, Mekaplin es akelim, one may fold clothing when they take them off on Shabbos so that they shouldn't get creased and wrinkled. Afilu arba b'chamisha pavim. A person can even do it 4 or 5 times. That means a person folds it once and they don't like the way that it's folded. They can do it again. They can do it a third time, a fourth time, even a fifth time. However, the Gemara teaches us that that's only if they intend to wear those garments on that particular Shabbos. So they take it off Friday night. They want to wear it Shabbos morning. They take a nap Shabbos afternoon. And they want to put it back on. But if, let's say, they're folding it so that they could use it on Matzah Shabbos after Shabbos, or certainly for a weekday, the halacha is that it's asur, it's prohibited. The Gemara adds to this that there has to be 4 preconditions in order for a person to fold their clothing. Number one, only one person at a time folds it, not that 2 people fold the garment. Number 2, they have to be relatively new, because if the crease is very strong in them, that's a problem. The clothing have to be white, but color garments not, because color garments are more impacted by folding them properly. And also that a person has nothing else to wear. But if he has something else to wear, he's not allowed to properly fold them. This, by the way, is the discussion in halacha about folding one's talis after Shacharis, after the morning prayers on Shabbos morning. The truth is that they're really just folding it for the next day, which is after Shabbos. The question, if it's permitted, many people don't fold it on the creases. And then Matzah Shabbos, Saturday night, they fold it again. Matzinas amisais, the law is that a person's allowed to put on the linens on a bed. Milei Shabbos l'Shabbos. They can do it on Friday evening to be used Friday evening. Avalomi Shabbos l'Matzah Shabbos, but it's prohibited to do it on Shabbos to intend to use it for Matzah Shabbos for Saturday night. Because you're preparing from Shabbos for the weekday, and that's prohibited. Rabbi Shmuel says, Mekaplin es hakelin, one may fold the clothing. If, let's say, Yom Kippur falls out to be on Erev Shabbos, Friday, it's permitted to fold the clothing or to make one's bed on Yom Kippur itself for Shabbos, because the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos, is greater than the holiness of Yom Kippur. V'chelvei Shabbos, and the limbs, the fats of the carbon of a sacrifice, the daily offering of Shabbos, shenisharu ad halayla, that were left over until the night, Kraven biyom HaKippurim, they could be brought on Yom Kippur, on the evening of Yom Kippur that falls out on Matzah Shabbos on Saturday night. Rabbi Kiva says, Loishel Shabbos Kraven biyom HaKippurim, you cannot bring the limbs of Shabbos on Yom Kippur, Veloshel Yom HaKippurim Kraven b'Shabbos, and you can't bring the limbs of Yom Kippur on Shabbos, because they have equal Kedusha, and therefore the law is that the sacrifice of one of them can't be brought on the other one. And certainly, he says, you're not permitted to fold clothing or make breads or put on bedspreads from one to the other. That's the conclusion of this mission. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful rest of your week.